Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Singer in a smoky room. Smell of mine. Boom, 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 boom. Living in a lonely world. What'd she do? She took the midnight train going anywhere. And so ends Sopranos. Mike Max Sports to the Max on what has been a strange week. Because you keep waiting for a baseball game to be played. And, you know, well, it's got to be today. And it's not playing tomorrow either. 5 days, that's the longest layoff I can ever remember for the Minnesota Twins during a season that they're sitting Monday through Friday. It was a scheduling quirk in there that they'll play Detroit on Saturday. They worked out today, but it was a private workout. So even I couldn't go over there and watch it. And they'll work out tomorrow. I don't know if it's I'm sure it's just batting practice, you know, guys throwing the mound, all that stuff. Then they go to Detroit to play on Saturday with the Hall of Fame festivities and everything else in between. So the president has COVID, and he's 79 years old. And I hesitate to say this, but I think I feel the way a lot of people feel, and that is, I just hardly have a fear of COVID right now. Even though I know they say that it's out there, and that there, but the COVID that I knew when it was first introduced, particularly with people that hadn't been vaccinated or boosted, and elderly and people that had pre-existing conditions, it really scared you. And now I'm asking myself, should I still be scared or not? And I don't know the answer to that because I want to give it its just respect, and. The other side of it is, don't you too now, when somebody says they have COVID or they had COVID, you barely think twice about it? It's almost like categorically it fills in, it goes under that file of somebody saying they had strep throat or the flu a week ago. I don't know, because I don't want to minimize this. I don't. And especially for those people that, you know, elderly and pre-existing conditions and all those things. And yet I feel like, in society, for the most part, we've kind of accepted COVID as being another something on the list. And I see it from the athletic team's standpoint, you know, how they prepare for it, what they're doing about it. Generally speaking, they're on the cutting edge and they're getting, you know, that first line of information as to how to handle it. And they're taking some precautions to be sure. For example, all year this year, if you go into the Twins clubhouse to do interviews, you wear a mask. Near as I could tell, next week at the Vikings training camp, I don't know that any interviews will be done inside the locker room. It looks like it's press conference, and maybe you can grab a guy off the field, and I don't know if you have to wear a mask or not, but I take some of my cues from that stuff, and I don't see it. And obviously they very much, because if you have somebody with COVID on your team, not only can it spread through the locker room, but they have to sit for X amount of time. There's the protocol, all those things. And so it's cumbersome to go in there and wear a mask still, but you do it out of respect. But what I'm wondering is, do you fear COVID? Are we at a place right now where we don't fear it anymore, that we accept it and we just kind of treat it and move on? 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Now, I hesitate to say that because about the time I say that, somebody will say, my grandfather just went into the hospital with it, and we don't know. I'm not trying to minimize it, but I'm a little bit, I don't even want to know if confused is the right word. I just am more numb to it. I ran into a guy the other day. Hey, I had COVID last week. Oh, good. Okay, you're back. You're good. All that. You know, you got antibodies. You know, let's go. And I don't know if, but that's the way I felt about it. And of course, to him, it was no big deal, except he said I was down for a couple of days and then I'm fine. And I'm wondering if, as a country, that's where we are, or at least in Minnesota. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You can text or call us anytime. But is that the way you feel about it now? Is it kind of no fear or bring it on? Or are you taking precautions? Are you wearing a mask? Are you making sure that you do whatever it is that you do? And it's also funny because I don't know about you all, but there are certain places that I see people wearing masks, and it almost seems disproportionate because it's like you go into one store and it's like 70% of the people have a mask on. And then you go into another store and nobody has a mask on. And I'm having a tough time reading that as well. Target stores, they seem to wear a lot of masks. I don't know if that has to do with the demographic of who shops at Target, but it seems that way to me. Go to a sporting event, nobody has a mask on. Outdoors, indoors, you name it, nobody has a mask on. And I don't know if that speaks to a different demographic or not. But I wish we could have something more concrete about how we're supposed to feel about COVID. How are you treating it? What are you doing about it? Are you taking any precautions for it now that you didn't before? Has it always been the same? 651-461-9226. Are any of you not going to games because of the risk of COVID? When you see that President Biden has it, does that force you to hit the reset button and say, oh boy, I don't know? 651-461-9226. Do you think this is a serious problem right now? Or do you think we've beaten it and we're just going to put it categorically into another place and move on with our lives? I mean, I got to, like I said today, I just walking into the WCCO radio studio tonight. There's a couple and they're walking on the street and it's windy and we got wind tunnels and they both got a mask on. And I'm going, well, we're not through COVID, I guess. But I don't feel like. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know because we're working at WCCO TV. We wore masks until a couple weeks ago. Then there were some more outbreaks. And so certain rooms that seem to affect more than others are wearing masks again. For the rest of us, we're okay, I guess. But I'm trying to come to terms with this because I don't want to sit and live I don't want to live my life where I'm just worried and frantic about everywhere I go and whether I'm wearing a mask or not. And yet I want to respect it and want to know where it's at right now in our lives. And how does it affect sports and when I cover it and all those things. Let's go to Cindy in St. Paul. Cindy, do you have a thought on this?
Well, yeah, like I just said, I just lost my mother.
I'm sorry.
COVID complications. And I still think it's a concern for our older people. And I still wear a mask when I go into places that are contained. I don't if I'm outside. I think we really still need to know that COVID is affecting people. People are still dying from it. And whether they're young or old, it still matters to people. So I think we still have to be masked. I wear my mask, not all the time, but when I'm in a store or crowded or any areas that are crowded. So we have to continue to worry about each other, not just what's convenient for me at this moment. So
you still have that fear and respect of it right now?
I do,
yeah. Does the president getting it, does that add to it?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I think he's going to be taken care of. I thought my mother was taken care of, and, and COVID was going away.
See, that's what I'm saying, you know?
You know, set in. And so we kept her safe for 2.5 years. And I,
And if you told me that your mother had COVID 2 weeks ago, I'd say, well, she'll be okay. That would have been my feeling. Yeah. But as you've just reiterated, that's not always the case.
No, and it isn't the case. In my case, it's a sad ending for her.
Yes,
we were
isolated.
15 days, I couldn't see my mother.
I don't even want to hear those stories. They're so sad. Cindy, thank you so much, though, for sharing it with us and reminding us. That's, you know, if you ever go to a nursing home and you realize, you know, how difficult it is already for the people that are in nursing homes because they want to be at home and they can't be at home anymore. And they're in this place that's foreign to them. And you can make it as nice as you want. It's still a nursing home. And you can have all the activities. You can do all the, you can have a great staff. And you're still in a nursing home and you're still on lockdown. And to add to that, that some people lost their loved ones and couldn't see them for, as she said, you know, isolation for weeks, months, whatever it was, especially early on, is so sad. It's one of the saddest things that I've seen in my life is when older people got COVID and were in a home and their loved ones, the one thing that keeps them going, couldn't even go in and in essence say goodbye to them, let alone go back and forth with them. I'll never understand why we were robbed of that much. 651-461-9226. I'll tell you why I've been wearing a mask a lot lately when we come back. Dickie's Barbecue, that's what it is. Dickie's Barbecue is right there on Egan and the Barbecue Pit, and it is a place where people go. And they enjoy, and the thing that they keep telling me is they love the assortment that they have to choose from, and they love barbecue. And so whether it's barbecued beef, barbecued brisket, barbecue whatever, they love the barbecue sauce on their favorite meat, and the meat is fresh, and that's all they need to see. And then you throw in a couple of good sides, and you got it. Now they're a great caterer. Tom Eggerud created his staff, and they are a great caterer for people everywhere. And they do it for sales staffs. They do it for graduations, for weddings, for family reunions. If you've got something that you need catered, you bring the – I've seen this where they put it in their backyard, and they come in with all the Dickie's stuff, and the people in the neighborhood start – and they go, what's going on over there? Because they smell that barbecue. And they are so right. Dickie's Barbecue is perfect to cater or do anything. They're not far from the Viking Stadium. They're for training camp next week. Join me over at Dickie's Barbecue because I'll be over there every day. Dickie's. Go to Dickie's.com, click on the Egan store, and let them do all the hard work. Welcome back. President Biden announced that he had COVID today, and I'm saying, where do we stand with this? Are we scared of it? Do we just pass it off as another something that you can get and you recover from it? How do you feel about it? Where are we at with it? 651-461-9226. Big show planned for you tonight. Let's go to Bob on line one. Bob, you're on. Bob, are you there? Did we lose Bob?
Bob,
you still there? 651-461-9226. Remember when Trump went down with it and he went into the hospital and he said this was one tough cookie to take. Now since then, I believe, is when they came up with this drug to treat it when you get it. And I forget the name of it. I'll probably mispronounce it even if I know. But since then, I don't know. And maybe somebody's taken that when they got it. I don't know. But I've heard good things about it. I just don't know if it... if it's been signed off on as being, you know, hey, once you get it, you take this. What I keep hearing is you heal much quicker, that it goes away more quickly. And I don't know if that's true or not. If anybody out there has taken that drug, go ahead, 651-461-9226. If you got COVID and were prescribed that and it worked or didn't work, I guess, either way, it'd be interesting to know what you have to say. So I've been wearing a mask a lot lately because – I've got this really big issue. I got this war with my front teeth. And many years ago, I had an underbite, and so my teeth would grind without me knowing it. And so Dr. Arden Snouchers put four crowns on, and they were outstanding. And I had those four crowns in my front four teeth for like 25 years, and one of them cracked. And they said, well, why don't, you know, they're 25 years old, why don't we replace them all? So I said, yeah, that makes sense. And since then, it's been an absolute nightmare. I don't know what Doc Snouchers knew that the others didn't about how to put a crown in, but he knew something. Because since then, I don't even want to tell you how many thousands of dollars I've spent outside of my dental insurance for my front four teeth. And now I'm at a dental implant with crown stages, and the crown can still break. And it's been an awful, awful nightmare. Not to bother you with my problems, but it has been. Now, the only good thing about that in the last couple of years, because right now I'm wearing what they call a flipper. And the flipper is this product that is kind of like a retainer, and then they put the tooth in. And Dr. Meyer does a great job. I had a great dentist that really does a great job on this. But they put the flipper in, and then you can take it in and out. It's really kind of bothersome because it's harder to talk, and you know, it moves around in your mouth if you're not careful, all those things. But that's where we're at with it. And the good thing, the only good thing is in the last couple of years, there's been time when I literally don't have a front tooth, and I put a mask on, and everybody thinks, well, of course he's got a mask on, you know, COVID. So I can walk around freely, and nobody knows that I'm missing a front tooth. And then, you know, sometimes I have them, but they're just so uncomfortable to wear that it's easier to wear a mask than it is that and just go about your business. But I don't wish this stuff on anybody. And, you know, and some people have knee problems, some people have shoulder problems. I don't have any of that. But I've got teeth problems, and it's just my four front teeth. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, it's not that I couldn't do a sportscast on TV missing my front two teeth. It's just that I'd have to do it in Arkansas. Did you get that, Hammer?
I did.
Yep.
I got that.
So that's the way I got to go about my business. Let's go to Jay on line one. Jay, this COVID thing, where are you at with it?
Hey, Mike. Jay, at age 70.
Yep.
A month or so ago, I had to go to a wedding, and I kept my distance, and I'm a pretty active guy.
Yep.
And so I keep my distance. I didn't wear a mask, but unfortunately, the wedding party, when you're around family in large groups like that, I contracted, and four or five other people contracted COVID.
Yep.
When we got home, then I took a test, found that I was positive. I went in right away, and they gave me Plaxvoid, and I had to do that for 5 days. It made me feel better, but I am now still a lot of respiratory problems, very lethargic, and so I keep my distance around people, but very, very cautious about taking care of myself and caring about other people.
I know, and we're doing a report on that long-term COVID right now, but is it a case where you wake up tired, you just can't get your, you know, you just never feel, you know, like you're rested or what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm as I mentioned, a pretty active guy, and I just, I wake up, I'm tired, and, you know, I can't take a nap, but middle of the day, man, it's like, you know, running stair steps or something. I can't do it. And I'm worn out and fatigued.
So give it time and you hope, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's just like working out. You back it off a little bit. And I look at it as after all my knee and hip surgeries, you just rehab it and, go at the pace the doctors tell you. And then keep your fingers crossed that life is going to get better and back to usual.
Well, Jay, appreciate the call. Thank you for giving us that update.
Okay, Mike.
Hope you feel better. Yeah. We've got some texts coming in here. Every cold I ever had was worse than when I had COVID. I am vaccinated. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe we just have confidence that we'll get through it. More easily because so many people have been vaccinated and had the booster shot that when you get it, you don't feel like it's a sentence to the hospital. I don't know. Another text, we still fear and respect the virus. People are still getting sick and dying from COVID. Perhaps you just are sheltered from them. I'm not sheltered from them. I see the statistics as well. I'm just saying in general when I'm out and about and I see the crowds. Like last night, there was a parade downtown. And I don't know, you know, because, you know, was the crowd the same as pre-COVID? No. Was it not the same because people don't want to come downtown, or was it because of COVID? I don't know. But it certainly looked like it could be a cesspool for people that, you know, that warm weather and everybody standing by each other. And they didn't fear it, obviously, or they wouldn't have been out and about. But I heard about a funeral recently where, you know, a number of people got COVID coming out of it and, you know, didn't anticipate that going in. I know of another case, and these guys were all very, very fit, and they were at a convention, and it just moved right through them. And, you know, one of them I talked to said, yeah, down for a couple of days, and then I found out, you know, just about everybody that I was with got it too. So I don't know. And then, you know, the other piece of it is, and I've heard this one too for people that have had it recurring times. They say, I got it the first time, and I lost my taste and all that stuff, so I got tested, and yes, I was positive. And then they said, like a year later or so, they got it again. And I said, what did you do? They said, nothing. They said, I knew I had it. I knew that it wasn't going away. I knew that there was nothing I could take to get rid of it. So I didn't get tested for it. Why get tested? I knew I had it again. I didn't have any taste again. But so what? Because I have to, you know, either way, it's going to go away in a certain amount of time. And so sometimes I wonder about the number of unreported cases, too, because for those that have had it and understand it, they go, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I'll just, you know, self-quarantine, do whatever it is. But there's nothing else I can do about it. So there you go. Ben Hankinson is going to join us at 7:05. And they've got the Beauty League going again. And the Beauty League is a place that some of the top hockey players, professional college, go and play in the summertime at Braemar Arena. It's become kind of a tradition out there. I mean, not kind of, it is. Well, last night, they had a guy show up to help coach, and he was not a hockey player, but he was of national fame. And I thought, how in the world did they get him to show up to the Beauty League? How did he even hear about it, let alone come and want to coach in it? But he did. So we'll visit with him about that. We'll check in at the 3M Open. Tom Hoagie from Fargo had a good day today. He's in fourth place. Going in, and not a lot of big names at the top of the leaderboard, but day one was today. It was warm and windy out there in Blaine, so we'll check in with the 3M Open and much more. And Mike Padham's going to join us as well. Sentencing day for a couple of different people today. Was he surprised by any of it? It's always good to tap into him. What I'm saying is we got a good show here. That's all I'm saying. You keep it here. We'll do the rest. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.